radio Rumbia City.
my place.
Different.
I had the victory.
Different.
Over the adversary.
I am different.
And when the world says casting down, I say there's lifting up. Because my God is my light. No evil will touch me. No trouble around me. The works of my hands I exempted from risk. No evil will touch me. No trouble around me. The works of my hands I exempted from risk.
My case is different.
Oh,
This is Radio Kwaba 104.6 coming from the camp of Busola Martin. I'm broken but whole. Radio Kwaba 104.6, it's another wonderful Tuesday again. Coming from the studios of Planet FM 104.6 FM every this and every Tuesday. Okay, our brother Samuel Kundaya is in the studio here, and he's got a word for you, like he always said. Like I was telling him earlier, I haven't seen him for quite a while.
It's been a while.
Thank God, I've met you again.
Praise the Lord.
You are inspiration. The audience are all yours, brother.
Thank you, sir. Praise the Lord. It's a joy to be in the studios once again. Actually, it's been quite a while that I've been in the studios here. I think the last time was about the second week of July, that was, or third week of July. I think the second week of July, to the glory of God. So it's good to be here. It's good to be here again. I'm very delighted to be here. It's always a joy to be able to bring the word of God. I do not take it for granted at all. I believe very strongly that any time we have the opportunity to hear the word of God, it's a life-changing opportunity. And that means God wants to bless someone. God wants to save someone. And if you're that person today, wherever you are, say loud amen. I pray that by the grace of God, as you hear this word, the title of the word is "The Lord Has Need of Me." And I'm just going to quickly share a bit on share on Facebook on some of the groups that I'm on, so that people can get blessed. And that's why I'm looking down. Amen. So if you're also watching this as well, do me a favor. Make sure you share this with someone right away so that their lives will not remain the same again. And of course, let me know where you're watching this from. And I'll promise I'll acknowledge you from wherever you're watching from. Brother Amola or Payemi Kelvin, thank you very much for tuning in. My very good friend, Fai Minu Oluwani, thank you very much for tuning in. It's going to be a fantastic encounter in the presence of the Lord today by the grace of God. I bring greetings from my father in the Lord, Pastor David Adelo, is by the grace of God, is through the Church of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Victory House, here in New Zealand, that we're having this program. So it's a church sponsored program on radio. It's really an opportunity and a privilege to be blessed. God bless you, Brother Amala from South Africa. God bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. Today we are talking about the Lord has need for me. And I don't want to just say the Lord has need for you, because it's something that is very, personal. The Lord has need for you. The Lord has need for me. Thank you for tuning in, Zeta, as well. The Lord has need for you. The Lord has need for me. Wherever you are, I want you to put your hand on your chest. Say, the Lord has need for me. The Lord has need for me. The Lord has need for you. And, it's so important to understand this. And as we get into today's message, I'm sure God will open your eyes by the grace of God to see why he has need for you, so that you can begin to live life in a very, very unique and different way, amen, than you've ever lived it all your life. So this is a life-changing message. That's why I want you to do me a favor. Share it with someone right away. Tap the share button right now. Amen. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we thank you. We bless you for yet another opportunity to hear your word. Every opportunity to hear your word is a life-changing opportunity. In other words, there is something you are set to do in our lives that will make our lives not to remain the same again. And as we hear your word says, the entrance of your word giveth light and understanding to the simple. We pray for the understanding of a simple heart, and we pray, Lord, for the light that causes darkness to disappear, even in our lives, in our careers, in our ministries, in our marriages, in every areas of our lives. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The Lord has need of you, or the Lord has need for you. Let's read the book of Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19, and I'm going to start from verse 29. If you have your Bible there, you can open it with me and read along. And it says, "And it came to pass, when he drew near to Bethpage and Bethany, at the mountain called Olivet, that he sent two of his disciples, saying, go into the village opposite you, where as you enter you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever sat. Lose it and bring it here. And if anyone asks you, why are you losing it? Thus you shall say to him, because the Lord has need of it. Wherever you are, say it again. Put your hand in your chest. Say, the Lord has need of me. Amen. Verse 32. Says, so those who were sent their way and found it just as he has said to them. Verse 33. But as they were losing the coat, just as Jesus advised them, as they were losing the coat, the owners of it said to them, why are you losing the coat? And verse 34, they said, the Lord has need of him, which is the anchor for today. The Lord has need of him. The reason why they were losing the coat was because the Lord has need of the coat. And verse 36, verse 35, and they brought him to Jesus. In other words, they brought the coat or the donkey to Jesus. And they drew their own clothes on the coat, and they set Jesus on him. And as he went, many spread their clothes on the road. Verse 37, then as he was now drawing near the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works they had seen, saying, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. We'll stop here and get right into the message. Amen. And you know, when God gave me the scripture, you know, the one question in my head when I read this scripture, Lord, what exactly are you trying to say to people here? What exactly are you trying to say to your people? And God told me that from this scripture, there are seven kinds of people. There are seven kinds of people. And listen to me. You need to, you know, don't go anywhere. Don't be distracted. Focus on this message. You know, one of them could be you. Two of them could be you. Three of them could be you. And God wants to give you a word that will change your life forever as a result of this moment. So this moment is a crucial moment. Seven kinds of people from this passage. And number one, God told me, I don't know if our time would permit me to share the seven people, but I'll try my best to do as much as I can today, and maybe we'll continue the rest next week. Number one set of people that God showed me in the scripture are the people who feel tied down, people who are tied down. You know, that coat, that donkey was tied down until Jesus asked his disciples to go loose the donkey. And many people are like that. It's like your life is stagnant. It's like your life is at one spot. And every single attempt to break free, every single attempt to move forward, every single attempt to blossom, every single attempt to prosper is just hard. It's just difficult. And it appears your life is at a standstill. I don't know what it is in your life, what is happening in your situation, what's happening in your circumstance that is making you feel like you're tied down. God said, I should tell you today that he is sending men and women to loose you up. He is going to send helpers of your destiny, your way to free you in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't care what has tied you down. I don't care what is the reason why you are tied down. Even if you are lawfully tied down, the Bible says that even the lawful captives of the mighty will be delivered. And I pray for you watching me right now, even if you are lawfully tied down, maybe as a result of your sins, maybe as a result of some of the mistakes you have made, maybe as a result of some of your errors, listen to me. God said, I should tell you today, you are going to be loosed, and you will be loosed for purpose in the mighty name of Jesus. The reason why God will free you is because of what he's set to do through you in the mighty name of Jesus. So if you're here, you feel stagnant, you feel tied down, you're one of the people God has sent me to today. You know, if you don't feel any sense of progress, you're one of the people God has sent me to today. If you feel like you're stuck in one place, you're one of the people God has sent me to today. That coat was tied down. That donkey was tied down in one spot, at one spot, doing nothing. It's more like useless. More like there is no use for the coat. Just tied down in one place. And many of us are like that. We have so much potential. We have so much gifts. We have so much talents. We, you know, there's so much we could become. There's so many things we could do. You know, there is so much promise on our life. So much promise on our future. But yet it appears for some reasons, for some situations, for some circumstances, for some happening in our lives, for some things that are just happening, it appears we're just stuck. Stuck in one position. Maybe you've just moved to a new country. Like I was speaking to one of my mentees today. Moved to a new country, but feeling stuck. stuck. Just feeling stuck in one position. Don't know what to do. Don't know what career to follow. Don't know how else to move forward. Don't know what to apply for, what not to apply for. And just stuck. Listen to me. God said I should tell you today that he's going to send helpers your way in the mighty name of Jesus. And you will be loosed and you will be set free. And your progress is about to start in the mighty name of Jesus. You are no longer going to feel stuck from today henceforth. In the name of Jesus, God will move you forward. And so shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Number two category of people God showed me in that scripture. Remember, we're reading Luke chapter 19. Are the people who feel no one ever wants to help them. And how do we see that? In verse 32 of the scriptures we read. Verse 32 says, so those who were sent went their way and found the coat just as he has said to them, just as Jesus has said to them. Listen to me. That donkey had been tied down for ages. And nobody did anything about the coat. Nobody even tried to help the coat. And that can draw a sense of uselessness. Let me say that again. That can make you feel useless. When people are passing by you, but you're in one position and no one is willing to help, or feeling like no one is actually willing to help you, that can make you feel useless. And that coat probably was feeling useless because it was tied down all in one position. And you know, I could perceive and imagine that people were passing by. And this is a donkey that could carry somebody. This is a donkey that could transport someone from one place to the other. But this same donkey was tied in one position with no use. As if that donkey has no potential. As if that donkey has no future. As if that donkey is irrelevant. As if that donkey is useless. Maybe you're watching this right now. and you appear like, and you're saying, Samuel, but there is nobody to help me. Remember that man at the pool of Bethesda. The man had been there for 38 good years. And the Bible says the angel will come every year, you know, at the stirring of the water. But this man, for 38 good attempts, could not even make one. I mean, for those who did probability in high school or in school, I mean, how long does that man have to wait for him to be healed before he dies? And maybe you are like that as well. You feel like nobody wants to help you. You've tried business. No one is helping. You've tried to get a normal job. It appears no one is helping you. Everything you are trying to do is just as if you can't find helpers of your destiny. It's as if you're facing opposition left, right, and center. You are the second category of people that God has sent me to today. And he said I should tell you today that from today henceforth, you will begin to find helpers of your destiny in the mighty name of Jesus. Helpers of your destiny will locate you. Helpers of your destiny will find you. Helpers of your destiny will not just find you, they will help you in the mighty name of Jesus. In every way it appears you are in obscurity, God will begin to bring you to limelight in the name of Jesus. Your life, your career, your ministry will become an attraction to the helpers of your destiny. Let me pray that prayer again. I pray for you that your life, your ministry, your marriage, your career, your job, everything about you will become an attraction for the helpers of your destiny in the mighty name of Jesus. There are some people who work very hard. They work hard. They work day and night, morning shift, afternoon shift, night shift. And it's like their life is in oppression. Nobody to help them. In fact, people will be passing them by like this. People will be helping people around them. But when it comes to their turn, that's when it appears something will just happen. That's when the food will finish. That's when the help will finish. That's when they will say, I wish you had come yesterday. That's when they will say, if only you were here yesterday. Listen to me. I pray for you by the grace of God as you're watching this right now. From now henceforth, helpers of your destiny, helpers of your career, helpers of your job will begin to find you. Helpers of your purpose, helpers of your vision, helpers of your goals will begin to find you. No longer will your help pass you by. No longer will the people that are meant to help you pass you by. In the mighty name of Jesus, everything about you begin to attract the helpers of your destiny. In the name of, even your speech, we attract the helpers of your destiny. The way you talk, we attract the helpers of your destiny. Your CV, we attract the helpers of your destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus, the color of your skin that probably used to repel people before, from today henceforth, we will begin to attract the helpers of your destiny. In the name of Jesus, everything that used to work against you, that used to work contrary to the will and purpose of God, to the plan of God to help you before, from today henceforth, those very things begin to work for you in the mighty name of Jesus. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. From somebody watching this, from today, you will begin to have record of helps like you have never recorded in your entire lifetime. In the name of Jesus. I don't care how long you've been here or not, whether you are 60 years old, 70 years old, you're watching this. The help you begin to receive from today will be much more than you've ever received in your life. In the name of Jesus. Immigration of countries will help you. In the name of Jesus. Men and women that are indigenous weather countries will find you and help you. In the mighty name of Jesus. You will receive some unexpected breakthrough, some surprising breakthroughs in the mighty name of Jesus. And so shall it be. You are the second category of people that God sent me to. And I know he never fails. And there's a reason why he gave that word. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Number three category of people, because of our time, that God sent me to, are those who have been free. Just like that donkey. But the devil keeps reminding you of how you were tied. In Luke chapter 19, Jesus sent the disciples to go and free the donkey. But Jesus said something. Jesus said, if anybody asks you, why are you untying this donkey? Tell them that the Lord has need of him. That's our title today. The Lord has need of him. And truly, when the disciples got there, when they were untying the donkey, truly, the Bible says the owners, let's read it together. Verse 31. Excuse me. And Jesus said, if anyone asks you, why are you losing this donkey? Thus you shall say to him, because the Lord has need of him. And verses 33 and 34 says, but as they were losing, just exactly what Jesus said, but as they were losing the colt, or losing the donkey, the owners of it said to them, why are you losing the colt? And verse 34, and they said, the Lord has need of him. Please, wherever you are, I want you to put your hand on your chest. Say, the Lord has need of me. And I always say this, Jesus died so he can redeem you for your purpose. He died so he can redeem the purpose of God for your life. And indeed, truly, because of the nature of sin, the devil used to own you and I. The devil used to own us. But when Jesus died, Jesus bought us with a price. And because he bought us with a price, no longer can the owner of the donkey ask, why are they losing the donkey? Because the price for losing the donkey has been paid. Jesus paid the price. Do you realize that the moment the disciples said that the Lord has need of the donkey, the owner could no longer hug you? That's exactly what we're talking about. It's because the Lord of the donkey, the Lord of you and I, paid the price for us to be used of him. And whenever he requires us to be used, I hope someone is catching this. God has need of you, and he has loosed you. He has set you free. Set you free for his purpose. Set you free for what he needs you for. Set you free for his divine agenda for your life. No longer should the devil remind you of why you were tied. No longer should the devil remind you of when you were tied. Please, if you're here and the devil always brings your past as a reason why you should not move forward, tell the devil, the Lord has need of me. If you have anybody in your life that is always reminding you of your past mistakes, of your past errors, of your past failures, tell that person, listen, I am no longer tied down. The Lord has loosed me for his purpose. The Lord has need of me. I've been bought with a price. No longer will my past hold me down. No longer will anything I have done hold me down. I move into my destiny. I move into my purpose. I move into my vision. I move into the plan and purpose of God for my life. And that was what happened there. Truly, just as Jesus predicted, the owner of the donkey asked, why are you losing the donkey? And the disciples answered, because the Lord has need of him. Listen to me. If the devil is telling you that your past is where you belong, tell the devil, the price for my past and my future has both been paid. I am now redeemed. I am set free. Jesus died to redeem your future. He died so that your purpose can be redeemed. No longer should you look to your past. No longer should you be tied to your past. I want to pray for somebody right now for a deliverance from the past. God does not operate from the past. He operates from your future. He is the one that tells you what he has ahead of you. you. It does not remind you of your mistake. I love that song that says, you never remind me of my mistakes. I can't even remember the rest of the song. But you showed me my destiny. What an awesome God you are. You're an awesome, awesome God. Listen, God never reminds you of your mistake. It never reminds you of your past. It never reminds you of your errors. What it does is it shows you your destiny. It shows you the future he has for you. No wonder the Bible says in the book of Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11, it says, for I know. Somebody say, for I know. For God is saying, I know. I am confident. I am sure. I am certain of the future that I have for you. For I know the thoughts, the plan, the vision, the goals, everything that I, the purpose that I have for you, to give you a future and a hope. It is not of evil, but of good, to give you an expected end. Listen to me. Whatever the devil tries to remind you of your past, tell the devil, God has a plan for me. God is taking, in fact, he has not even begun with me yet. Just in case, maybe you are beginning to see some breakthroughs, and then some people are ganging up against you, trying to remind you of your past, trying to remind you of your weaknesses, trying to remind you of your mistakes and your errors and your failures. Tell them, listen, you haven't even seen anything yet. You haven't even seen anything yet. If only you have any idea where God is taking me, you will begin to keep short. And that was precisely what the disciples told the owner of the colt. They said, the Lord has need of this donkey. So we must lose this donkey now and let him go. And God wants to use you for his glory. No longer are you going to be tied down anymore. We're going to stop here. And I'll mention the remaining four categories of people next week by the grace of God, because our time is up. But listen to me. You know, those three categories of people that we have mentioned today, listen to me. God wants to deliver you. God wants to set you free. If you're that person that feels tied down, listen to me. God said, I should tell you today, you are no longer going to be tied down. You will begin to feel a sense of progress, a sense of forward movement in your life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Nothing that has been holding you back in your past will be able to hold you back anymore, in the mighty name of Jesus. And number two, for those who appears that no one is helping them, that everything you've tried business, you've tried career, you've tried work, you've tried getting a job, you've tried getting married, you've tried every single thing, but it appears nobody seemed to be helping you. Just like that donkey, everybody were passing by, but the donkey still remained tied. Nobody even had any urge to untie the donkey. And if you're one of those people, God said, I should tell you today that you will begin to attract the helpers of your destiny. The very things that used to repel helpers from you before will begin to attract your helpers from today, in the mighty name of Jesus. And lastly, those who are free. Hey, but the devil keeps reminding you of the time you were tied down. God said that you should start telling the devil, start telling all those people, start telling your haters, start telling your oppressors that God has need of you and he has freed you for his purpose. And as you begin to do that, your life will not remain the same again. If you're watching this, I want to pray for you. Father Lord, I thank you for this brother, for this sister that is watching this right now. Thank you, Father, for your word that we have heard. We have heard very clearly that you have need of us. We've had very clearly that you bought us with a price. We've had very clearly that with you we cannot be tied down. We've had very clearly that with you the helpers of our destinies will be attracted to us. Father Lord, I pray for this person watching this right now. Whatever category they fall in, Father, you will begin to manifest yourself in the mighty name of Jesus. As the God that lose people, as the God that has bought us with a price, as the God that has redeemed us, you know, for our future. Father Lord, let it be for the life of this person right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. And so shall it be, in Jesus' mighty name. And of course, if you're watching this right now, you have not given your life to Christ, you do not know anything about Jesus, or maybe you once gave your life to Jesus, but you took it back, and you've been doing things your own way since then, listen to me. You can never live a successful life without Jesus in your life. In fact, you're going to remain tied down forever without Jesus. And that's why many people are tied down. They are depressed, they are stressed, they are oppressed, they feel used, abused, and reduced. Listen to me. If you receive Jesus Christ into your life, you're going to take authority over anything that is tying you down, because you've been bought with a price, and you can then take authority on what Jesus has done for you. And if you're one of those people, you're honest, you're saying, Samuel, pray for me. I need Jesus into my life. I want to have that authority to be able to tell the devil I've been bought with a price. I want to be able to tell the devil I have been bought with a price, and the Lord has need of me. If you're one of those people, you're honestly saying that wherever you are. Of course, if you're not driving, close your eyes, put one of your hands on your chest and say, Lord Jesus, I accept you into my life as my Lord and Savior. Forgive my sins. Heal my land. I realize that you have been bought with a price, that you have redeemed my purpose. Father, write my name in the book of life. Let my life never be the same again. I give you praise and I thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Listen to me. If you have prayed that prayer, what you've just done is you've just gotten born again. I want you to do me a favor. If you can, reach out to me on Facebook, you know, privately, send me a message. I'll be more than happy to help you. And then most importantly, you need to find a Bible-believing church wherever you are. Any country where you're in, watching this right now, find a Bible-believing church and start attending church so you can start growing in faith. And I believe very strongly that henceforth, your life would not remain the same again. Remember, you have been bought with a price and God has need of you, redeemed you for his purpose. And thank you very much for tuning in today. For whoever may have tuned in from, wherever you may have tuned in from, really appreciate you. God bless you and see you again next week by the grace of God. Bye now.
You make me wanna rearrange the alphabet so I could put you next to letter I. Take my heart, baby, carry go. If you leave me, maybe I go die. Nekuna suni sisi kete kete. O kambro futi kina no ye risi risi. Nisi mujire smile si risi ri. Openi wasa mini mu chili chili. Hey, mi baby ni bro ni yo. Golden tree chocolate, yeah. Mi jato li ye. Each and every day, mi every day. My own. That time of the chase, I'm the no money day. My own, like the air and the feeling for everywhere I go. My own, see the money, baby, come chop on for me. And you can see one kind of what's up in me. What's up in me? Up the mile, don't the plan, I bet chat to me. Chat to me, girl, yeah. Wait time, make a carry you. Champagne and I was the Malibu. And the dinner I did just for two. Me dog will now go down in the bed. My own. The time and the chase, I'm the no money day. My own. See my heart back, push it up and the grind for my king. My own. Like the air and the feel up for everywhere I day. My own. See the money, baby, come chop up for me. Me soon as soon as this gets a kit. I'm bro, food, you clean, I know you're risk. Nisi mujire smile, si risk. Open it once, I'm in it, chili, chili. Hey, baby, ni brownie, golden tree, chocolate, yeah. Me jatoli, yeah. Each and every day, me happy day, my own. The time and the chase, I'm the no money day. My own. They grind for my king, my own. Like the air and the feeling for everywhere I go. My own. See the money, baby, come chop up for me. High grade. Boy. P on the mix. For two.
she's following.
The alphabet, so I could put you next to letter I. Take my heart, baby, carry go. If you leave me, maybe I go die. Next one, as soon as it's a kitty kitty. Or camera footage, I know you're resurrected. Listen, much rest, my resurrected. Up and it was a minute, much chilly chilly. Hey, my baby, me bro, me yeah. Golden tree chocolate, yeah. Me drop to only, yeah. Each and every day. My own, the time of the chase, I'm the no money day. My own, see my heart, but push it up, I'm the grind for my king. My own, like the air, I'm the feeling for everywhere I go. My own, see the money, baby, come chop on for me. And every day, I'm gonna, what's up in me? What's up in me? Chat to me, yeah. Chat to me, girl, yeah. With time, make a carry you. Champagne and I was the Malibu. Anything I say, just for still you. Still me dog, yeah. Would I would tea, but yeah.
And then my dinner. My oh, because if you see me, you not talk about that. And you have that kind of woman. You must travel 16 years,
yeah. I'm supposed
to find you.
Radio Kwabo 104.6 FM, sponsored by the Ghana Association of New Zealand. This is coming from the camp of Samini, says my owner. Okay, yeah, like I said earlier on, the topic for discussion today is on the public sector reform. I don't know, I think there's something wrong with the technology, the network. But anyway, we go ahead. The topic for discussion today is on the public sector reforms. Public sector reforms. And are we in a step in the right direction? Are we moving a step in the right direction? Or is it just a complete waste of our time? Because we notice that there's a constant move by the government to try and reform our public sector, the way service is delivered, the way government does business with the private, the way government does business with itself, the way things are done around the world. And the question now is, are we moving in the right direction? Is it a good move? Or can we... and if you look at it, the government is looking at more towards the Rwandan model. And I think so far, and I think some were saying, why can't we just have our own model, do our own thing? Why do we have to look at Rwanda? Because, but the question I mean, why do you want to reinvent the wheel when you have another African country that has tried something that is working, a model that is working? Why do you want to reinvent the whole wheel and start the whole process again? So that's what we're going to do. So we're going to listen to Kosibuafu when he came from Rwanda. What he said, and the weather, we can model some of this. So I'm just going to quickly play a video about a few minutes audio from Kokosi Boafu, and let's see what he says, what his views are in terms of reforming of our public sector. And after that, we can do the conversation. Please share the video among your friends, and then let's see how it goes out. I'm just going to play a quick video from Honorable Kokosi Boafu.
Because we are some men in our much rabba say, Ghana Fway, your dog brother, and Timinia, you're in Munda, and Timunia, and Ronin Sam, Uber no mamma, men in us, and then we imprequa Afro Afroma. We impreco, Obi impreco, Omo, Esa, or no, the Indian Mafro. And yet, you are as a nation, near easy cafoto, where I say, magic, when the ASA, Obi a corruptor. Hey, not Ghana for 1.5 years in the Uno, let me tell you. We must travel 16 years journey. I just see a chassis. I promise you, I get bribe, and I didn't bet you if you will be to Mrs. Sandy, if you be guab on tenso, why if you know if you know, and on I didn't bet you to mine, and quite a to chacha, and I didn't bet you to Tramo, and son, yeah, we are me a bear, my sorry, and genus with the fair ma, and on I didn't bet you to mine. Ministers. And the woman I let you want chief executive greedy personal interest and not the great pursue. And no, and I debate your mind. Workers are buying Jumaya for one we are lazy, no we are corrupt. And I would debate you for 1.5 years. A software, give magic. I have 4 toys, I say, a dear, a rear. No more bassa, ye belle belle, every zoning, as I know, boom, beam, and on our debate to our mind. Omaya, or no waba, to make tone media, partisan media, your Tiwa, your projects, and Uncle wants a naba, ya Unca, your venture to our mind. Greedy churches and church leaders, some of them are more than madmen, and Wobuku society. When are they better to our mind? Magic in the Edipesica, Esicana, ye, me a malam, and Nesicana stickers, Nesicana fro. Ya won't fed you my team mentality. Oh, you know, but to me a sign check when I see what better much a true of mine, sir, but to Galam say, and say, means you. One so be a damage environment, I a better nation. Kay, or my am moving and check what the quatty, much a true of my am and I ye. No quakoti si kase mi ton and je kwati and ni sabi sabe ni techere ma nini yemu adiabe yem kwai minimu ye. Yemfa san chichiri wa mine with negative mentality. Eh wo society prosi ni je bribe, weiji wei, utru bebia ye fen kwa lesu ku, ni nyina bribe ni ashi shen song and ye punish the youth. Ye nu obia woko as a mentor. I must be frank. We are joking as a nation. National identification, Kramun Timi Yebi, or be a boa, a friend who dying, Nentier, national identification, Bonaso. What the hack, a brand new Timi, a babe, ya, he na fena, will be called, now when you bear certificate, and when you who can cross him say, your day. What has here? Segana, and say, ya, minimum, my ya, say, ya. Okwa is a total disgrace. Utimi who say yes. Ah, other ni a jiji konfoso. Obie to me via or bansika. Aye project ye to gumbe fu or no mine. Then you have a group of idiots following him. Obie to my double money, double salary. Then you have a group of idiots following him. See a kwatra and wa muntimi tradu mani nyi. Namoteho, nana, we go show nana, 2020, yen to galamsia. My good friend, because of who usika de berinsa, and the affair my CC hotel D, and the insane future generation dear, I tell you when you're successful. Ghana ni bi anagini ye, mumye ma a segment of evil doers, and say ye mine. Now you make it so many ni wa ye, a future generation tia kusi bwa fwe ni wame mimi kwa fwe Rwanda minister ka miseme ka meja ato mehuse yes odone mai ni yati wani ya ye niye mangu wena ye na wabia wewe ye sikani ye worship ono wadi pia sorry mua wa sosidi wadi urahi vya wa sosidi which institution na betu midu usesi yese ya nyade pa ni ya dekwa ya nimi ni ya DJ nchirima which of the institutions ni ya handi over eme nchirima nwa wumeti miya competing for mbrabi with other people and fear we are in a serious competition with other world ya yemu ye huwe duma yemfa magicians enko asofo madari magicians eni yemfa sabi politicians akronfuwa enso so ente tira wa mani marinje ye yemfa CEOs akronfuwa pese minku minya enye ema anonso so nye day enye marinje ye yemfa doctors akronfuwa yemfa judges akronfuwa yemfa corrupt citizens ahemfu akronfuwa asofo akronfuwa yemfa manche tira mai and this is what you have at initiative. So how do you build your nation? Masai mumaino na yenti min koso mesedia na dwie bia me nsore waka yenti fredo na babia yedro no yan weya pokita me say why should they go out and fight if you are addressing their concerns adeti na abrantia kesekari say me am robber me ye wey when you begin to address their concerns selfish society. Your leaders, there, we have indeed disappointed the youth. And the moment ne obien sakrana dream, obien sakrana dream. Aya dia, e wasi e sheshe. Use wunsi we ni aje. Kurobi wabin kokuma boa. Enkantiye na ebui oha apra ngusi e dimaniye ku kabo yuo. Ama yasi e train ama tanga si abefana kusi e kakabrani enya kuwa kuwa wie. Yeye kumye mwe nyina sanya ba system nominia eni esa be say ensio wa sensio esre mibuse esre se mwye de nye esre se esre na abu
okay this, this is coming from Kukusibuafu this he's in charge of the he's the one that got, the president of Ghana has appointed him as the as the public sector reform, the CEO for the public sector reform. So he's leading the change to reform the way we do things, the way government do business. And I think from whatever he's saying, it looks like he's making a lot of sense. He's talking about fact. He's talking about for us to be able to put the partisan side, partisan things aside and be able to look at for look at us as a nation. That if the government brings a policy that we think we need to be able to discuss the policy dispassionately, no matter which political angle we're looking at. We might be an MPP, NDC guy. Yes, but we look at policies with our ideological eyes, with our philosophical eyes. But at the end of the day, let's look at the policy that has been placed before us, than just jumping on and just say this policy is bad, this policy is good, this policy is that, without even actually dissecting what the policies are. He mentioned about things like things that are happening in Rwanda and all those things. The question now is, can we as a nation, the president of Ghana, call the youth of Ghana to be citizens? To be citizens, not spectators, to add our voice. But if our voice are going to be actually accepted and respected, and opinions are going to be able to take into action, then we need to be able to discuss these issues with fact, dispassionately, without having to jump into conclusion, without even looking at what has been placed before us. And I've got Kwasi Freddy here in the studio here with me. Kwasi is a lot of experience. He's a fan of Kwasi.
Just a small experience.
So I'm going to go right into the studio here, and I'm going to have a quick chat with Akwasi Freddy. We're going to discuss some of the things that he said. But before we go ahead, we're going to talk about the issue of corruption, the fight against corruption. Are we winning the fight against corruption? Are we joking, step in the right direction, or whatever the issues are? And I think it's very important for us to be able to look at this issue and discuss them dispassionately. I think I've got some kids in the studio here making noise. Kwasi. Okay, Kwasi, welcome to the studio again. Okay, so let me go to Kwasi. Okay, so I want to shout out to some of the friends who are watching us on Facebook. Iman Pelayo is watching us. Let me see. Ochehene Nanakwaku Bodi is watching us. George Obain is watching us. Let me see who else is watching us. Okay, because let me go to you right now. The fight against corruption.
Are you cool? Wait a minute. Was it?
Yeah.
See, let me say, so far, bro, she should be a. Let me say, yeah, confirm one in Ankansim.
Because go ahead,
yeah, come here. I do need to shrink. Yeah, they are with me. I bought some food, me. Yeah, bought him for judges.
Because go ahead, yeah,
judges, you name it. So, no. Na sir, papa, is small, okay. Me, you know, no cray. Dear, a back open.
Because go ahead, yeah.
No cray, a back open. Na, eh, sir, near Cosway, memoir, CCA, you know, anyone hunting in your nano. Eh, fancy. Sir, me gan cry. Eh, a japadia beer. You be heritage, ye, you best succeed ye. So, no. So, I near what is one you was say. Yes, my edins, what is on your da? A very interesting music. Was it just my idea? You see more idea if you ain't a no shot or say, and they have a quadro and no happy will be. Sick any brandy a poor
boy,
and they are money honey. Mammy, sick can I move Jumania? And also can be Nammy this year, man, for so baby, and the boy and she. So no, sign your material will be in fibers and so no be actress. I'm not there at my head yet. Well, and you never find a post today, you know, and yen and a chassis. A chassis said. Ache na was so thankful say one for and yes just one political party we include Obia in a system. So no. And as I'm back, we saw when you say yeah, general assassin yeah, I bought in the yeah the MIA. Now we aim the pan say we drop or say a drum in also so. And I say he be to us. Nelson named the entrance war, contumpo, any apasamin kumina, and a DM bremu dem. I'm the assassin who died there. I just say you were serious. Issues, problems, Papa said, Papa Nere, is can be taken in light. How many people name say, yeah, any other world, no competition? And maybe if it's one end, is no competition. So, I say, and we are competing to compete against each one another. And now, sir, minister, if it's one name, and no competition. But it may realize, yeah, any we are saying, we are Ghana for, you need to go for no competition. And any sir with no competition, and also, shut all address and say, yeah, realize, see, any other countries, any world competition. But unfortunately, your leadership don't fit a woman in the competition.
Yeah.
Or can you ask them? I mean, for some, or see, or he need almost to say back and say, you be dear, dear, and I'm be dear, dear. It is therefore no better to you, Biano, or better than you, I'm an idea, I'm an answer. Sebia or two, he be snake as a star, he knew we say, Sans as we say, one and a chance of not turning in and a drove in part, see, can't be taught a drove, and they catch a chance to Jacqueline, Yacronibia, you'll be surprised. So I need. So any panel, or best number reason is that I say, or somebody just asking people side, ask an atom. And you probably did it, Papa Nekano, you will be Anka Sankasa, Niantiasi. So no, your problem, Nian Yan Sakra Yagani. Me Madin Kasakra, and they will say you have me copom wants you. Now all young one wants you know, or so chassis. Na Yabu was you, near free and bonim. Tremendous full and if okay, sir. Near Kum, I will go for near Kum for any for one wine. They say, no, with a cotto, or Hineso, no, with a cotto whistle. So recently, I saw a video about a friend Plinza. It was so beautiful. Now, your interview, Papa, no, was see, I didn't put my this arm on a gumuno, sir, animal house boundary, no, and yet, even Pony board, no, but gun and penny for, yeah, you'll be baby, your friend say, Council of State, Muslim Council, Christian Council. Traditional council, you name it. Member of parliament. Timit na hon mama ye kun ye hosa ba pimene. I didn't ever say yes, sir. So no. Sometimes my shape of people. Now she moved because now we're a ho. Also, African. Mo a Japade no a bubia gold one na a ye no me. A Japade ya no me. Came on Japade na kede. A yenjra. I don't know Japade ubiano. I don't know me either. Am I? Because of injury, bonia ye ya ede ya jamie ho ti e ka chiro se bia gana japa die wo no e bia gana fo ye die bia be se 8% to be 10% ah you be surprised because e bia obi wa ko san no wo no nko wa ede wa ji be se 1 million bia se botom wo su gana japa die nyina ede ache mo vanko enti e wo se sakra ye ji se ye wo je bonne so no en je bonne we are hine, we are chiyame, we are judge, we are huan huan, nase wono. What ya, also shasin aide, wo sakra wajini, wo kan judges asemi. Ye mistake. Nenya asem, nenye vanko court, umis asemi udibim, na unisika adwe chiyama judge, ye be jelu. E si, di oke biya ye right. These are the people who are going to be a mentor, good mentor, but who are a bad mentor. Namka so hinu beka chwa se, wono ube di adie. No me ya di ye, na vise, uka asa asem no. Wo fast no be di adie, na di adie atu di trim. So no, did I chuni honma, onse wo zina, ufasi ebe di adie. Ba kaya penna, enke inshira, ye duz di hina. Inshira kasi pa, so be lead the good life. Nenke yade, ya follow. Oh no. You will not say again any annoy mobile. Because you are what you are doing to and someone defends him. So, no, you say, I'm going to say, Papa, I'm going to share my baby. But that's the truth. You can't deny it. You can't deny it.
Yeah. Okay, so, Kizito is, Kizito here, I think, I want to, before we go ahead, I want to just, congratulate Kissman.
Hey, Kissman.
Kizito's wife had delivered a bouncing baby girl today. So, Kizito, my Kissman, congratulations for the Lord being faithful to you and your wife and your entire family for a safe and wonderful delivery. I think we will keep in touch and see how. But just shout out to your wife and the rest of the family for us. Congratulations once again for what the Lord has been doing in your life. So, a bouncing baby girl. Kizito Esuman, a bouncing baby girl. Shout out to your wife and your in-laws and everybody. Okay, Kosi, go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, man was see for sa papa na sama wede, waka ene, no kreno wede, eno waka, yen shasi denye de, yen se nyagyune.
Yeah, yeah.
So, anasi, we are so fui. Yen nimi sama nidi for mko krum. So, unti mi mko yi magic. Oh, sorry. Enya, so anasi, but, unti mi mrempi also for no. If the officer of the president, so unti mi nye din zamane. Now, unu, yen se mwudin zamane, akura wasi na bitma, unti oebya. With my Ogangereno. Unti Ogangereno kra. So as because we and someone didn't need. And I could have an issue. But so strong, shall see. So who do Munia? And could I be sure not any issue? Sir, so no. And to be on what's your more within the money. Yes, you could do a crew business and could have to Bobroa. But then penny for more crooning. And penny for some money for any uncle answer by day. Yes, you and some money, dear. That's what it is.
Na kwasi normally no he compares Ghana to Rwanda because somebody was saying why do you compare to Rwanda, why can't we do our own thing? But like as I make earlier on what say Rwanda, a country in Africa, they came from a bad place. They have developed their country in a way we can learn from them. But uhe the way everything need money. But you can see it will be in China to a bohona. You see, to attack our own chair, go to our own chair, but a quining ya. Because they're
Mammy can't show. Obi no one I can say, who soon go to your tour, no war, name say, a tone is called a brown. What a quiet pa. Won't you? You ain't now, per se, you be to your tour. Now, meanwhile, you're to your dada. Also mention, say, Uber Connor Carson. Last time we be posting my dear president, we co voter.
There are 15 cars.
40 cars on the car. 40 cars. Now, so what you crow is the who said, which is say, members, let's say 40. It was a paper all the way from wherever no to a voter.
Dan Obin, shout out to you. Time for watching us.
Say, but you begin to ask yourself a question, say, and then the course war. So no, because we can't cast 40 or me videos this is here. The show will crown a busy 2.5 liters. They are all above 3.5 liters. V8. And echo. The Benji Pan, the idea of the vote, how much you hear more than 40 ministers, 40 cars just to go to vote. So no, also, I can't ask him say, one crack can't quite a wajito. Yes, we hear 4x4. By some kind of 4x4 we want more. A best served with the same purpose as V8, you know. But cost effective. Airful. This is a Toyota Hilux. So I said, Mitsubishi Triton. So no. I best served with the same pay. And a Nissan Navara. Airful. It don't cost no one yabre. Now what's it? What's you? Hey, long life now we are there. Who lady?
Yeah.
It one and our person over to Jessica and I would go lose your life. Then I'm here there,
yeah,
Jenny.
Yeah.
So now, sir, 4x4 now, do from guys, a crown put to voter. How much petrol will consume?
So what you are saying is we have to give people a reason to pay the tax.
Yes, of course. Good reason.
Yeah.
Good reason.
Well, so on this kind of bar, now got to petrol go come. Nika ni sisu. Now be a won call be ni pa 40.
40. 40 cars.
Say scan am say no.
Is scan am say no.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Enti ba kwasi iba in saying so no. Yeah, I say ban here na form there. But yeah, why? But yes, you be 30% no abayaji. You see can buy that 33%
no. So yes, but who near the air cost war?
Yes,
you feel it. So what is it? She said, "Because Sebi, you be a fans over your container better 20 times." One no, Sebi, pick up from Jimmy Toby. So no, but you try cook a porter no Jessica. Then this can hear the air. You know, saying a lot of things and government that they were here. But at least you only be home, my dear, a shaman for before no men yet. Especially, some 4x4 no, a shake gun for before. It's one of the first a year. Yama will die free. Yama watchman. Yama houseboy. Yama way. So no. I didn't give a day. I did. Who really saw a performance class? I a poor, eh? The count. No, be on what number or tonne as each other were we are no, who's a mutual at war. So no, now why did we sound as a Ghanaian? For a man of Shasia tonne and Yamo, Jumunina, or Terry, we are swimming can't be stores like a simple. You won't take it as a phone. As a Ghanaian, give a pan with me as a retain. So no, that's one day okay, but don't run with a good reason. Omo rafum. So, if you say, you quote a honorable Jack once a me. So, say mistake, or say a setup was a deal. You see, so I feel now by real square, when you're best 20 years, wash you must hear. You have a broker to us, won't go to your marriage for the next 15 years. Say deliberate, or say a deal. How would you feel?
But, see, yeah, that's okay. See, we are saying, the people are saying, okay, this will happen. But don't you see, say, a measure that we put in place, say, yes, Uber this card, but didn't so much.
And this is kind of
but a highway, kwasi, as human beings, you know, when you be any opportunity, obedi kwasem.
Yes, of course, nasiem.
But who do you say emrebi ohona? Oya ne so mwa onfa honcho. But don't you think that what the president is doing is in the right direction? Say yes, we na wa ni ojuma ni ya obedi wedi. Say who this kind of so musudiya? Don't you think say we are?
It's one of the way mum. So no, na mami chwa wadi. On say, you are president, office of president. No, Uma should that ashemra and a favor woman. So, I say, because someone will be din for umbedin in some moon. So, Crescent, director be ababedi, abet no be a busy baby 4 years.
Yeah.
Now, walk on. Yeah, I'm with questions. No, when you best succeed, you know, any person questions the car, we had an aqua. Which is not the Ghanaians near fully. So no, nipa no betina on ma on way and the budget we say no. Yeah, I'm from yeah, maybe some question. The orbit na dear no. And I feel my answer questions. So what should I? And what should I ask our law now? So the other would if you and he also shall then we brand the chirum. Then we brand the chirum, we are a best and ever form.
Yeah, yeah.
Tax, I will encourage people to pay taxes.
Yeah.
So no, I will encourage you. But I'm also no money, and I'm rough from cross. I down, a hand tiny one. I'm rough from grab. So no. Now I'm just say one for one. You know, I'm picking just MPP in Guan. Sorry, NDC.
Yeah.
Can't say general. Yeah, you know, I say. Yes, say yachi.
As of for Malam.
Ne. Yeah. Come no one. Yeah, say. Man, take on food new. So no. Yeah. Doctor Bejo bribe. Yeah, it's been happening.
Police,
tankers, are best of my own. So tankers, wabano, what would you win? One of best of my own. So, no, because a hand said, what Jim Brasso? Baby, so no. Indeed, you know, only the Unino, or Bana Joey Beatrice Ganas is not a papa tankers. But the 2 3 is one night and four. Overcrowing the one channel. Now, what when you saw me dim rasm proper or bontini, Miss Maino, one a tankers best of my own. No, some man as a one yes car mano. No, the cocotta, judge you do but two. Now can I see? So no. Nti obo mu nyina di no.
Eh yeah, it's a rare fact. A fact. Nti ade nyina na se so wahye movement na ze yenye ko join bi. The good people of Ghana,
yeah, but say what we are doing now is part of the movement.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, say we are all putting our voice to what is happening. Say because na nya, you should be able to say it, but because cause na